What do you want to bring to the fans this time round?
I want to bring an environment where we all enjoy coming to Brandywell again, the Friday, myself included. And what you enjoy by coming to Brandywell's performances, it's called passion, it's called respect, it's called winning games, it's called getting the opposition put under pressure. You know, Brandywell's a beautiful place now, but it also has been beautiful for the last 12 months in terms of the way we go about our opponents. So we need passion and we need hunger. And I just want that desire back on the Brandywell.
Well, last season and over the last couple of seasons, a lot of youth players have been brought through. Is this one of the things your chairman has put to you this time around? Does he want you to develop the youth, but also bring in experience to help them?
Well, first and foremost, I think the guy that's here to run the youth setup, and Paddy McCord, is the ideal figurehead for that. But we all bring certain experiences in terms of where we have been in our career, in terms of developing young players. Ultimately, it is about the first team at this moment in time and getting a team that's going to be competitive, a team that's going to be passionate, a team that's going to be desirable to win games. But, you know, we've got to get a new generation of supporters into the Brandywell as well. We need those young players. If they don't become footballers, then secondly, they become supporters of this football club. But we will be going flat out to enhance the youth development programme at Derry City in conjunction with all the clubs. Let's look at it. Some of the best coaches we've ever worked with have came from these clubs. Your John Cuffords, your Noel Cramseys, your Raymond Curtains. You know, these Murray Gormleys, you know, all these people, Jimmy Crumlish's, Raymond Curtins, all these people all deserve. They are the ultimate coaches that were at this that ran football in Derry. We want to work with these clubs and we want to make sure that we have players coming through, not only just short term, but long term.
Of course, you spoke in the news conference that you've only 5 signed players. There's a lot of players sitting in limbo this last couple of weeks, out of contract, waiting around to see who's coming in. Will you get a chance now in the next 24 hours maybe to seal up a few of those players for next season?
I've only tonight received a budget. We've previously spoken about it, but it wasn't really crystal clear. But Aramakinoff's a wonderful footballer, Paddy. He's a wonderful footballer. He is another one that's going to be not short of offers. Do we want Aramakinoff at football at Derry City Football? Of course we do. What a talent. He's a local lad. What a talent. But we'll certainly be sitting down, looking at what we have to work with, and in terms of who's available, who wants to stay at the football club, who really wants to play for this football club, and we'll move from there. But at this moment in time, everything will be dictated over the next few days. But certainly, the best players in this town, I always want to stay at this club.
Norman, who is free out there at the moment, of course John Coffey said today that Barry McNamee is looking for a club more near to home. Is he a man on your radar?
Well, there's a lot of clubs near home at the minute. Do you know what I mean? You have Sligo Rovers, you have Galway, you have Fanharps, you have Coleraine, and even to that extent you have the likes of Larne now that are coming in as major players. But Barry McNamee ticks every box for every manager. He is a good person. He is an incredible centre midfield player. He has got energy. He's got qualities. He scores goals. He is a quality player. I think any manager that wouldn't be interested in saying Barry McNamee would be off their head, to be honest. But I love Barry. I love him as a person. But Barry will have unbelievable options to go and prolong his career. And, you know, we would like to be part of the mix, absolutely. But, you know, Barry's what Barry wants to do, and what he doesn't want to do, it'll be up for discussion for Barry.
Which you've brought on 3 City legends as your backroom staff. What do you hope you'll get from them going forward now?
I know what I'll get. I'll get trust, I'll get honesty, and I'll get an unbelievable work ethic with a hell of a lot of knowledge. As I said on there already, Paddy McCord is he's a genius. We know that. He's a genius. His application, his ideas on football, his hunger when he's talking to him about football is second to none. And Marty is, as I said already, one of the best coaches I've ever worked with. Kevin is one of the most passionate and desirable and knowledgeable men in League of Ireland and in the recent League of Ireland history. And they just, as you say, they're 3 Derry City legends. They love the place. And they're not afraid, they work hard, so that's exactly what we'll be doing.
With the 3 Derry City legends and 3 men who hold Derry City very close to their heart, they're fans as well. No.
Big time.
That's what you need.
Big time, we're all fans. Look, we were all there when the treble was won, we were all there whenever they won the Shield down in Sligo, do you know what I mean? The very start, 86, Tony O'Doherty left the Shield. We're all there. We've all progressed to play for the club. They won trophies for the club. They coach in the club. We're all there. The bottom line is, no matter what happens from here on in, we'll always continue to be fans. That is part and parcel of us, and that's what I want as a backroom team.
Thank you, Dagan, for taking time.
Cheers,
to speak to you.
Thank you.